Shavua Tov, a Gut Tavach, a wonderful week. It's the second day of Adar Rishon. We only have to wait another month and change for Purim, but we're already increasing our Simcha since it's the month of Adar, and we are in Chapter 11 of Ketuvot Mishnah Gimel. Yesterday we mentioned that sometimes a widow is allowed to sell properties of her deceased husband's estate to collect her Ketuvah. Now Mishnah Gimel continues this theme, Mochra Ketuvato Miksoto. What if the widow had already sold property to pay her ketuvah or some of it? So if she's already sold, 200 zuz of property to claim her ketuvah, she might still be selling property to get the tosefet ketuvah, that amount the husband wrote for her above and beyond the standard amount. Or mishkana ketuvata o miktsata. She made her ketuvah a mashkon, a collateral for a loan. So then she's going to give that money to the lender to pay the loan. Or natna ketuvata la'acher o miksata, she gave away some or all of her ketuvah. Then lo timkor et ashar ele bebetin. She cannot independently sell other properties from the estate. She has to go through the court and get judicial approval to do so. Now this was the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we mentioned yesterday. V'chochamim amrim, the other sages disagree. They say mocheret ki afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim. They say the widow can go through, four or five, even more, that's just an example, transactions from the estate. She doesn't have to sell big chunks of property at the same time to collect her ketuvah. She can sell it little bits at a time to collect her what she's owed. U'mocheret l'mizonot, and she can sell property of her deceased husband's estate to get food, to feed and clothe herself, shelo bebeten, even without court approval. V'kotevet, and she writes, this is good advice, she should write on the contract, on the deed, the bill of sale, lemizonut macharti, I've sold this property of the deceased husband's estate for my upkeep, my food and clothing. Grusha lo timkor lebeten. But if she was divorced, then she needs to sell through the court. Now the difference, really, the Gemara explains, a widow, the husband wouldn't want his wife to have to go through the trouble and potential embarrassment of going to court and getting official approval. But by a grusha, we understand he doesn't mind. It's going to Mishnah Dalit, Almana, a widow, Shahaita Ketuvata Matayim. She had a ketuvah of 200 zuz. Umachra Shavim Mani, but Matayim. She sold a piece of property, an asset from the estate, for 200, even though it was worth 100. So she got more than the value. She did it, had a good deal. O Shavim Matayim, but Mane. Or the reverse case, she had an asset that was really worth 200 zuz. And when she sold it, she only got 100 zuz for this property. Nitkabla ketuvata. We consider it that she has received her full ketuvah. Now, the first case is understandable. Lemaisa, she got 200 zuz, even though the asset was worth 100. But the second case, she didn't get 200 zuz. But it's really her fault. She should have got 200 zuz for that property. Now, the Mishnah brings a related case. Haita ketuvata mana. Her ketuvah was 100 zuz, machra shavim mane v'dinar b'mane. She sold an asset, a property of the estate that was really worth 101, 100 and, so again, she's not getting the proper value. I mean, this time it's not a big difference, but really she didn't get all of the money she should have. Machra bottle. Her sale is null and void. Afilu hi omeret, even if she comes back to the heirs of the estate and she tells them, Achzir dinner liorshin, I will give this dinner difference to the heirs. Mechra bottle, her sale is null and void. Now the reasoning here is when she's selling an asset of the estate to repay her ketuvah or for mizonot, she's acting as an agent of the estate, an agent of the heirs, and she's empowered to sell an asset worth 100 for 100 to collect her ketuvah. She's not doesn't have the authority to sell an asset worth 101. So since she was not a shliach, she was not an agent authorized to do so, that sale is null and void. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Omer, he says, La'olam michra kayem, her sale is valid. Achite shom kidei shetishayer, unless it would have left over in the estate, meaning she sold too much stuff, and if she hadn't sold too much stuff and stuck to what she was authorized to sell, it would have left something important over. He says, for instance, Basada, if it was a field she was selling, bought Tishim Kabim, something the size of Tisha Kav, of 9 Kav. The Mefarshim explain, it's the area you would sow 9 Kav worth of barley seeds. It's about 400 square amot and a little more. Bagina, if it was a garden she was selling from the estate, but chatzi kav, the area of sowing half of a kav, is considered important in a garden. Kedivrei Rabbi Akiva, beit rova. If Rabbi Akiva, even a fourth of a kav, that would be about 100 square amot in a garden, is considered important. So if she oversold property, and now we don't have that garden for the heirs, then her sale would return, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now the Mishnah brings another detail of such a situation. Haita gedvata arba meot zuz. She had a ketuvah of 400 zuz. For instance, she had the standard 200 and then a tosefet, an addition of 200, a total of 400. Mochra lezei b'mone. She sold an asset to one man for 100. Lezei b'mone, another one for 100. La'achron, and for another sale, yafe mone v'dinar b'mone. She sold 101 worth of property, but she only got 100 for it. Shall achron batel, that last sale is null and void. Shall kulan michron kaim, but the other sales, that even though they were a partial collection of the ksuva, they were the proper amount, she was authorized to make those sales, those are legitimate. Yashar kurachem and shivotov.